Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Omringd door het bladerbos van Noordoost Arnhem Land geeft een groep Yolngu Cultural Educators kennis van Bush Medicine door aan een nieuwe lichting First Nations artsen. De afgelegen stage, die is opgezet in samenwerking met Flinders University, verkent traditionele geneeswijzen en bouwt tegelijkertijd cultureel bewustzijn op in moderne praktijken.
Bolo, my buddy. I will say kololo, kololo, kololo. Which means welcome, welcome, welcome to this beautiful land of ours.
Op country in de noordoostelijke regio Arnhem Land van de Northern Territory deelt de Yolngu-oudste Mayalil Marika haar kennis over bushgeneeskunde met studenten die bijna afstuderen aan de universiteit. Het is een diepe leerervaring waarbij drie zintuigen gebruikt worden om te leren: ruiken, proeven en luisteren.
But it's bush medicine. We eat them like that, raw, or we make juice. And it's for flu, any flu, everything. And have a smell. It is very strong, but yeah, that's bush medicine.
De studenten leren de inheemse namen voor de planten en hun toepassingen. Kennis die nauw verbonden is met het land en de mondelinge traditie van leren.
The karaka trees are here. It's everywhere. The outer bark is used for painting. Maybe you've come across paintings somewhere around here, around the camp, or the shelters. It's used for bark. But it's the inner part that is that was used when we had that COVID. Flu, itchy throat, and for your whole body. Your whole body. It can heal you. And it goes real deep. But you'll have a taste of it.
De studenten maken deel uit van een tweezijdig leerprogramma over bush medicine dat wordt uitgevoerd door Flinders University in Zuid-Australië. Het leerprogramma kan 6 weken of 6 maanden duren. Mayalil Marika zegt dat ze haar lessen ziet als een belangrijke manier om de kennis en cultuur van de First Nations levend te houden voor toekomstige generaties.
It's the story of the waterways, the fresh water and the salt water. And the songlines that are connected to each and every tree. There's Chimoiti, Stua and Giritja, but everything blends.
Sarah Jane Salmon, Wiradjuri studenten verpleegkunde aan Flinders University, zegt dat het een eer is om te leren over de Yolngu manieren van gezondheid en genezing.
The wisdom is beyond anything you can ever imagine. It's amazing being able to go out bush and listen to their stories and their families and their history, and it really it's amazing, and there's no experience like it, and I feel so grateful to be a part of it. Yeah.
Ze zegt dat het perspectief haar zal helpen bij het behandelen van patiënten.
I believe that like nursing and health science and medicine is all about, you know, your patient-centered care and that holistic care. So being in community and really bonding and connecting with community from the roots is where it starts and how you make those relationships and connections.
Studenten fysiotherapie Tamika kon deelnemen aan het programma als onderdeel van een partnerschap met de Universiteit van Canberra. Ze zegt dat de ervaring een openbaring is geweest.
There's a couple of programs that there's a lot of chronic kidney disease here. So just over this weekend, I've met people that are doing research in renal disease and things like that. And through that, I've now got research papers that have been made and done on Indigenous community to prevent renal failure. So, and how to keep them active while doing dialysis and things. So just this event, with the networking and meeting new people and having a yarn to different people, has just been like so great in so many different aspects.
In vergelijking met de algemene bevolking hebben Aboriginals en Torres Strait Islanders 5 keer zoveel kans om een nierziekte te ontwikkelen en 4 keer zoveel kans om aan een nierziekte te overlijden. Tamika zegt dat ze die inzichten meeneemt naar haar laatste stage in een ziekenhuis in Canberra.
It's just been a completely different way of treating. You've got the clinical side of the way that we've been taught, the way that we think and things like that, but having to bring that into the cultural aspect has been really interesting. So, you know, understanding the difference between the men and women and the way that they function and they function together and separately and what can and can't be done together has just, you know, is just incredible. Like, you know, and trying to work out different ways of how to interpret that and how to get it working within the community.
Lara Kia, traditioneel eigenaar Richard Fijo, is de oudste stamoudste op de campus van Flinders University. Als lid van de Stolen Generations is hij gepassioneerd over het verbeteren van de gezondheidsresultaten van inheemse Australiërs, die gemiddeld 8 tot 9 jaar eerder sterven dan de rest van de bevolking. Hij zegt dat hij er enorm veel plezier aan beleeft om de studenten te zien afstuderen met kennis over bushgeneeskunde.
I think it's really important to actually demonstrate that we actually have a beautiful culture. So out here, Jung will talk a lot about gurutu or kinship. And this is a system that most Australians are unaware of. But through the systems, we're able to interact better with Aboriginal people and Aboriginal patients. And if the doctors have an understanding of this, we're actually setting a standard that can be applied across the board in different disciplines for better interactions with Aboriginal people, amounting to better outcomes across social determinants of health.
En hij zegt al veranderingen te zien.
And everything we're doing here in the cultural space is about improving the doctor-patient relationship. This is how we contribute to changing better health outcomes. A complete different and new class of doctor. So one of them was telling me a story about an Aboriginal patient who was in Adelaide. They didn't know how to talk with this Aboriginal person who wouldn't talk to them. And so this doctor who did this program just sat down and started talking softly and gently and saying, what's your name? Where you're from? And saying who she was, where she's from. And then the patient had a different encounter, and that allowed the patient to open up. And I think that's really important, because with this program, a lot of the students actually get to reflect on themselves and their culture. And what's key here is communication and how we can improve communication, verbal and non-verbal as well.
Dit was een bijdrage van NITV's Emma Calloway en Biwa Kwan voor SBS Nieuws. In het Nederlands vertaald door SBS Dutch.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.